Weight loss drugs raise concerns over excessive effectiveness. Pharmaceutical companies are confronting a new challenge with powerful weight loss drugs. Some patients may be losing too much weight, raising safety and ethical concerns. Eli Lilly's experimental drug retatrutide induced an average 28.7% body weight loss over 68 weeks at its highest dose in a trial of 445 people with obesity and knee osteoarthritis, surpassing the 20% loss typically achieved with current treatments. However, star 12-18% of participants dropped out due to side effects, with some reportedly stopping because they felt they were losing too much weight. Full trial data is not yet public, leaving uncertainty about the drivers of these dropouts. Experts are debating how to define too much weight loss. Some patients develop an unhealthy relationship with food, experience nausea, or risk malnutrition and dehydration, while others may continue to pursue weight loss even after reaching metabolic health goals. Doctors face challenges in determining a Goldilocks amount of weight loss, and often rely on trial and error dose adjustments to find the lowest effective dose for long-term maintenance. Drug makers are responding cautiously. Eli Lilly emphasizes tailoring therapy to individual needs rather than maximizing weight loss for all patients. Novo Nordisk has implemented flexible dosing in trials for CagriSema, a new drug under FDA review, allowing patients to remain on lower doses if effective. Similarly, clinicians like Maureen Chonko, working with Amgen's MariTide trials, focus on nutritional support to prevent deficiencies in patients who struggle to eat adequately on these medications. Medical professionals are increasingly concerned about potential links to disordered eating and the societal pressure for extreme thinness. Psychiatrists like Dr. Saab Kalso warn that patients on these drugs require close monitoring of diet, hydration, and psychological health, especially those with a history of eating disorders. Some physicians, including Dr. Andrew Craftson, have even intervened to stop patients from continuing treatment when further weight loss pose no health benefit. The emerging consensus is that while these drugs can dramatically improve obesity-related health outcomes, personalized dosing, careful monitoring, and a focus on overall health rather than maximum weight loss are essential to avoid unintended harm.